Rachel Irish is a 35-year-old pre-nursing student at South Puget Sound Community College. She went back to school after her husband lost his business and they lost their home. The couple and their three children are now on food stamps.
We've just had a series of just hard things, but you know what? We're survivors.
Irish tears up as she explains the only reason she can afford to pay her tuition is because of a federal education grant.
It is a humongous blessing. Huge blessing.
Now, last year, Irish also received a Washington State NEED grant to supplement her federal one. It was money that helped cover other school-related costs. But this year, that check didn't arrive, and that's because the $300 million a year program only has enough money to fund 7 out of 10 qualified students. Now, Washington lawmakers are poised to add another 800 or so undocumented high school graduates to the pool, and that troubles Irish.
I agree that everybody should get an opportunity, but I just don't think it's fair for the people that have been living here legally. I just really don't.
Last year, 32,000 low-income students in Washington who were eligible for a NEED grant did not get one. This funding gap was a key reason why State Senator Barbara Bailey said she initially opposed expanding the program to include undocumented students. She's a Republican and chairs the Senate Higher Education Committee.
Adding more to that pool of students, in my opinion, was a false promise.
But Bailey recently found a way to embrace what supporters call the DREAM Act. She got behind a plan to add $5 million to the financial aid pot. She says this additional money will keep the funding gap from getting any worse.
This act is the Real Hope Act. No more dreams. This is real hope.
But is it real hope? Another Republican senator was more skeptical. This is Curtis King speaking on the Senate floor.
Let's be realistic. It's not going to solve the problem. It may help a few of them, but it's not going to help all of them.
That's because it's essentially a wash. The extra $5 million will just cover the cost of expanding eligibility, but it won't change the fact that 3 in 10 students who qualify will still be left behind. Even so, Dulce Siguenza is happy to take those odds. She's one of the students who would qualify if the expansion passes into law.
I was born in Mexico, Oaxaca. I came to the U.S. with my parents when I was 11 years old.
Siguenza is now 19 and a psychology student at South Seattle Community College. She says she was devastated last year when she had to leave the University of Washington because it was too expensive.
Transferring to South Seattle Community College from my dream university was harsh, and I still get emotional when I talk about it.
Siguenza says if she got a state need grant, she could return to the UW.
It's a real hope.
But you also understand and acknowledge it's not a guarantee.
I do. But do you prefer giving students hope or leave them hopeless?
On the day the Washington State Senate voted on the Real Hope Act, more than one senator invoked Dulce Siguenza's story. Sharon Nelson is the Democratic leader.
She wants to be a Husky. She wants to wear purple and gold.
And here's the majority leader, Rodney Tom.
All of us here should make sure that Dulce makes it back to the University of Washington.
The fact Siguenza and other students like her could soon qualify for a NEED grant represents a major victory for immigrant rights advocates in Washington state. Ricardo Sanchez is with the Latino Educational Achievement Project. He believes this policy change will pay off in the years ahead, and not just for the students.
You know, kids who don't have hope, they get angry. And they begin taking that out in various ways. This is good for our society.
But Rachel Irish at South Puget Sound Community College is still troubled. She thinks if the Washington legislature has $5 million more to spend on the program, it should first go to the 32,000 students like her who already qualify for the grant but aren't getting it.
I don't think it's right. I really think that there's so many other students in need right now. I mean, there's many, many people.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agree long-term they need to address the broader funding gap. Larry Sequist is a Democrat and is the chair of the House Higher Education Committee.
That's my goal, is to very rapidly make that unfunded number go to zero.
But you also don't know where the money will come from yet.
We've got to, it will come from the public.
As in the taxpayers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.